long time. It's been happening for many, many years.
The president's remarks today in Warsaw, Poland, where he also commented on North Korea's recent intercontinental ballistic missile launch.
President Duda and I call on all nations to confront this global threat and publicly demonstrate to North Korea that there are consequences for their very, very bad behavior.
Meanwhile, a different kind of launch that nobody seems to have a problem with.
3, 2, 1.
From SpaceX. As it launched a communication satellite on the third try, the unmanned Falcon rocket blasting off Wednesday evening from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. It successfully hoisted an IntelSat satellite that was going so high that there was not enough leftover fuel to attempt one of its famous booster landings. So the first stage fell into the Atlantic, as is still the custom for other rocket companies. This is SRN News.
620 AM, KEXB. Experts in business in North Texas.
Well, it's Thursday morning and it's 6 o'clock, and if you're hearing my cheery-eyed voice, then you know that it's JP, Kathy, and the crew, and we've got Sharavius in Hotlanta, or ATL, as he likes to say. Good morning, Sharavius.
Good morning, Judge. All the way from the ATL. You got it right.
The ATL. We got to work on that. We are not an airport.
Just say the A. How about that?
That's even more disturbing. So, with that being said, we've also got live from New York, we've got Money in the Bank with Frank already on the phone. And good morning, Franco.
Good morning. How's everyone today?
Well, Sharavius says it's Bromance Thursday and that he's in love with you.
It's like, he's finally on the East Coast, you know?
Well, you know, that's right. He's got the same time zone as you do. So now I'm the only one that looks like I'm getting up at crazy early times in the morning.
Yes, the extra hour does help, by the way.
Brutal is a good way to put it. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I'm super excited about our topic this morning. Do you plan for retirement or do you plan for your child's education? Frank, am I saying that right?
Retirement.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a twist on that, Frank. I'm going to have to throw out you here in a second. But before I do that, I want to get Frank and Sharavius's, I want to get their remarks on this. I'm pretty disturbed by this. You know, yesterday I hammered millennials about the fact that when you ask them, hey, what's the 4th of July about? Dude, it's a day off to go barbecue. And I'm like, okay, well, what's it mean? And, well, yeah, you get a day off, and that's when, you know, you grill with your friends, you hit the pool, and you relax, and just gives you a chance to refresh. And I'm like, no, it has to do with the Declaration of Independence. I even hammered poor Sharavius. I'm like, Sharavius, you know what the 4th of July is based on? Independence Day's... I think so. And I'm like, really?
I thought it was just hot dogs and chicken, Judge.
Yeah, that's what you thought. So, Franco, check this out. NPR sends out a tweet of the Declaration of Independence, word for word, line for line, okay? Now, you would think this would not be too terribly bad, right? So, just as NPR worked through the part about the colonists' frustration with British rule, end quote, someone tweeted, "Are you drunk? Your silly tweets make your state of mind questionable." Frank, help me out with this.
Wait, who tweeted that? NPR did? Or somebody?
No,
some random.
Some random individual. And then this became a viral. It went viral. It was like all these people started hammering NPR. Here's another one. One person thought NPR was starting a revolution when it quoted the founders' idea that it should be the right of the people to alter or abolish destructive governments.
What?
Yes. I'm not kidding you, Frank. I am not kidding you. And I've got some responses from some people on Facebook. But can you give me your take on this? I mean, Frank, you and I have been friends for, 32 years, something in that neighborhood. Have you ever in your world would have thought on the day that we are celebrating the Declaration of Independence, we tweeted out, and that we would get a response like, are we silly, are we drunk, and are we starting a revolution with the words that did create the revolution that gave us who we are today?
Yeah, but you can't, you can't judge everybody by the tweets of the uninformed. I mean, let's face it, not everyone read it, and even those people that were in school that we're supposed to read it probably only remember the first part of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths. It reminds me of that Orson Welles when he did that the radio broadcast and people thought it was really happening and thought aliens were really taking over the planet. It's frustrating, but not. People are more concerned with the new realities than where we came from and what we were founded for. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, and what's funny is, and I've got some responses on this from some folks on Facebook, and got some stills that people sent me, some pictures of, one person says, I'm a Trump supporter, and this is just BS. Of course, he used the whole word. It's stupid that anyone would suggest overthrowing this country. I'm like, did you not read the Declaration of Independence? Do you not know that that's what got us here to begin with, is not accepting an oppressive, tyrannical government, and that it was all of this excessive taxation and governing from across an ocean that got us in this mess? So,
well, it's one of those things you banged if you do, you banged if you don't. So.
So here's some other comments. The idea that everyone has a right to their own opinion has mutated into everyone's opinion is valid. I think that's a pretty good argument, Franco. What do you think?
I'll give you that one. That's sounds about right.
And then, of course, another one is democracy is a snake eating its own tail. And boy, isn't that the truth. Listen to Franco. I think that was a little too early for you, Franco.
I still think... our government is still better than all the alternatives, so I disagree.
A great number of people have always been this stupid, only now there's a huge platform for everyone to see it. I don't know that I disagree with that one.
Yeah, good point.
Yep. All right, folks, we're coming back. We got Money in the Bank with Frank. We got Shravius on the line from Hot Atlanta. Well, I tell you what, this show's becoming kind of global. New York, Atlanta, Dallas. Oh, my God. We'll be right back, folks. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM, KEXB. We'll start in Fort Worth. Serious motorcycle accident reported in the left lane of 35W northbound after North Loop 820. Also in Dallas, an accident, Loop 12 northbound at Northwest Highway, and traffic is stopped back to 114 John Carpenter Freeway. And that is a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me on your afternoon drive, weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 for my new show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories, the people, the places, and the issues of today. From Wall Street to your street. Get in the know with me, Brian Glenn, weekdays, afternoons from 4 to 6, right here on 620 AM KEXP, your experts in business.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXP. Expert. In business.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors. advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your grilling on!
Yeah!
Life is complicated, but TV should never be. At Young Ideas, your local Dish authorized retailer, our goal is to make it easy on you. TV that's easy on your budget and your lifestyle. Cut the complicated cable and ease into Dish with no surprises. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional, thoughtful service. Call now, 214-499-4285 at Young Ideas. Ask about special discounts available. That's Young Ideas at 214-499-4285. Let's make your TV choice easy with Dish. Restrictions apply.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. We've got Sharavius in Hotlanta. We've got Franco in New York City this morning out there on Wall Street doing his thing. Good morning, Money in the Bank with Frank.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, so Franco, I kind of went on a rant a little bit on Facebook Live while we were at the break in regards to, hey, do you save for your child's schooling or do you save for your retirement? Of course, my thing was, hey, if your kid's loyal and they're pretty cool and they're going to do a good job, then they are your retirement. Invest in them. If not, if they're turds, move on. Save for your own retirement. Is that a bad summation, Franco?
Go ahead, I apologize.
No, I was saying, I just think you should just spend it all on yourself, because if you don't spend it when you die, somebody else will.
I agree. That's on what you got left over before you kick the bucket. But for the most part, one of the things that you need to keep in mind is, you know, whether or not your child has focus. And again, keep in mind, these are all just things that talking points that I want to impress upon people to think about before they make that decision. Ultimately, you know, obviously the decision is going to be yours, but, you know, student loans, student focus and college planning, you know, looking on CNBC, if your child isn't positive what they want to do when they grow up, then maybe saving for college is a bit of a high-risk investment that's going to be better spent elsewhere. I had the privilege of having dinner last night with a couple of guys, and it was entertaining to me because we already had this topic picked out, and I met a friend of mine who is a very successful entrepreneur. He does management for a lot of the athletes down there. He has a place in Dallas. He has a place in Florida. Very successful. I was able to have dinner with him and one of his business partners, and his business partner just told me about, you know, we were talking about Father's Day and gifts, and he said he did a video for his father, and I watched it, and it kind of reinforced what I said here. He talked about how he didn't even graduate from high school. He recognized that he was not a good student. He, you know, the minute that he got his car, his first car, he stopped going to school, and so the guidance counselor said he could either repeat, you know, his senior year, or he can go for his GED. And of course he went for his GED because he's like, you know, I didn't want to go to school last year. Why am I going to go now? Now that doesn't make him a less successful person. The next thing he did was he created a company you know, with his father's support and his brother's support. His, and the company was, you know, this back in 1997 before Google, and he created an online platform for advertisers in his local area, and he grew it in 1 year. He had over 300 active people that he created small websites for him, and then he created a directory, and so people were able to go online and you know, find stuff online, and that gave him a start, and he's been successful ever since. So I really think that you know, talks about a couple of different things. Talk to your children before they get into college and before you spend potential unnecessary money, and find out, is your child positive what they want to do, and is it a profession that absolutely requires college? And that was one of the big conversation pieces that we had last night. He said, you know, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, you probably need schooling. But if you're going to do something creative, very creative, maybe you become like an athlete that just goes straight out of high school and goes straight into the pros. It stuck in my mind, and I said, I hope you don't mind. His name's Adam. I said, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to tell your story tomorrow. And he said, absolutely. You know, and we both agreed that hopefully by hearing a story like that, parents aren't going to think less of their children for not going to college. And also maybe if it changes somebody's mind in a positive way, then it helps. So that's my 2 cents on that part of it.
All right. Well, Frank, let me stop you real quick. Like Franco, let me stop you real quick. So, in other words, what you're saying is, hey, you know what? Not everybody's got to go to Harvard to be successful, number one, and not everybody's going to Harvard. So sit down and actually talk with your child and say, what do you feel that's going to happen in the next whatever years? Not that your child is ready to make all those decisions, but at least get a good pull for it, right?
Yeah, or at least find out whether or not it's something that even requires college at all. If you know that you're absolutely handy and you want to be a plumber or something to that effect, then do you really need to go to college? No. I mean, that's everyone just assumes that my kid's going to be a doctor or a lawyer. Well, not everyone's going to be a doctor or a lawyer. So that brings me to my next point, which is determine the return on that vocational interest. So in careers where the starting salary is generally the same, like teaching, determine whether a more expensive school is worthwhile for your child. Now, I want to bring in another story. I had another client whose daughter had to go back to graduate school, and she ended up going to NYU for her certificate in teaching, and it ended up costing somewhere around $200,000. And I was floored because I asked my client at the time, I said, you know, is she ever going to break even working in a high school making whatever she's making here in the New York system to justify that $200,000 expenditure on your end? Luckily, this was a man of means, and he was like, absolutely not. There's no way that she's ever going to get close to making what I spent in her education, quite likely. So, you know, you have to make a decision based on that vocational interest. Again, as we said, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, go to the best school you possibly can. It's not only a network, but obviously they know how to gear these things. But if you're going to be working in a career that, as I said before, and I'm not talking bad on anyone, I'm just saying that if you're going to be in a career where you know that your salary is going to be a specific amount, then do you really need to go to Harvard or NYU or some of these other places that cost a fortune to make the same amount of money as if you had gone to, a local community college?
Which, by the way, Frank, again, let me interrupt you again. By the way, you and I both went to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Didn't seem to do too poorly for either one of us, did it?
No, not at all. And, you know, and plus, I remember paying for my own education. My parents didn't pay for mine. And I remember my tuition being somewhere around, I don't know, like $1,000 or less for 12 hours of school.
Yeah, it was very affordable. It was, and it served the same purpose as going to a traditional school for the first 2 years. I still had to have my own schedule, get myself to school, feed myself, everything that you would do in a traditional college. So I found it very enlightening.
So first thing out of the chute, before you start planning for your child to go to some fancy college or go to college at all, sit down with your child, observe your child. Like, if your child likes to take things apart, put things back together, and not real interested in math, science, and English, and is an average student, and is telling you, hey, I don't want to go to college, I want to be a dot, 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 then quit wasting your time putting money away for your child's college plan. Is that what I'm hearing you say, Frank?
Some of it, to some degree. Again, as I said before, not everybody is ready right when they graduate from high school to go to college, number one. And number two, they don't really necessarily know what they want to do when they go to college. Ultimately, in every way, shape, and form, I think retirement is more, you know, your personal retirement saving is much more important than saving for your child's education, because your child has enough time to eventually pay themselves off and hopefully save for their retirement. Your job is to make sure that you survive retirement. There are no students. Well, we'll get there. I'll go into the reasons behind my comment there in a couple of minutes. The next thing I just wanted to say is that, again, the reason a student goes to college, the job in college is to get a job. So if there's no job associated with a major or degree program, maybe the parent should hold your child accountable for their own schooling finances. If, you know, usually, and this is not uncommon, that somebody doesn't know what they want to do when they grow up, right? When you're going into college, the first couple of years, hopefully you take your basics, and then hopefully you've had enough experience in the world and look around and say, this is what I want to do when I grow up. But there's a lot of time when kids just know, I don't know what I want to do. This is 4 years for me to get an education and hopefully make myself trainable for an employer. Well, if you don't know what you want to do when you grow up, do you think it's really responsible investing to say, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and pay for you to get a degree in X, even though you don't know that you're even going to use that when you grow up? No, I think that you should hold your children accountable for their own schooling and finances if they do not know what they want.
Okay, so,
Franco,
so it sounds like, pretty good. You know, sounds like, hey, you know what? Don't throw money away into something that has a zero return possibility on it. Instead, it looks like there may be ways that you can create a retirement, like your friend Adam even, where you can use part of your retirement to help your children with whatever they do branch off into.
I don't know that I would say I would segregate the retirement funds for the children. And you keep mentioning that, you know, your children are your retirement. I disagree. It's been my experience that the amount of money that children will spend on their parents, their aging parents, is minimal. And once they separate from the nest, I like to call children a lease. You get to use them and spend a lot of time with them when they're younger. As they get older and they start their own lives, it's very few times that you see parents and children spending as much time together and being as close, because life's commitments make it a little tougher. Those same people that are going to have children of their own, and they're going to need to spend that money and come up with their, you know, how they're going to save their money for their children. They're not going to spend it as much on their parents. It just doesn't happen. So that's my two cents on that. And then just getting back to the topic a little bit, children should test their interests at a lower cost rather than committing to a higher learning institution right away. If you don't know what you want to do, there are alternatives. There are online courses you can take. And again, keep in mind, this is for the average American that is trying to segregate their funds, whether it's going to be specific to retirement or if they're going to put some of it into education. If you don't have a clear understanding and you're not someone of unbelievable means that is able to throw away money immediately right to the college, and maybe the kids go out and party themselves out of school again, you know, that's a different side of the curve. I think that children can test their interests at a lower cost with online courses, hands-on experience, or talking with a professional in their desired field of study. It's very important to, even when they're in college, for your children to get internships. That makes them so much more desirable once they actually get out of college. I'm a huge proponent of internships, and for children that are actually in college during their summer months, to go and get a job in the real world. Get a little ahead of the curve training. You learn pretty quickly with your mentor what you should wear to work, how you should act, how you should be responsible, what the real world is like. And, you know, a lot of that stuff can be done right from home, from any college, any institution. So those are things that I really feel firmly, that I firmly believe in. Hands-on experience and talking with professionals in your desired field of study to see if really that is what you want to do.
Well, and Frank, again, I'm going to interrupt you here, but that's one of the things that I've always encouraged students that have come through the court, both whether it be on a good note or a sour note that turned into a good note, is to get an internship. Yeah, it may not pay you now in cash. It's paying you in experience, life experience. It's putting you ahead of the curve of people that don't put themselves in professional internships. But it also gives you an idea, do I really want to go into the criminal justice field? And every summer I have at least two college and high school interns that come through the program. And I'll tell you, Frank, I was adding it up the other day. I have 43 lawyers and 7 doctors and 2 college professors that have gone on from the internship.
That's fantastic, John.
Yeah.
So you took
an
interest in these kids pretty much immediately, right, when you started working in the courts.
Absolutely. Right off the bat.
That's great.
So I'm a firm believer in the internship program. There's absolutely great that comes out of that.
Did you pay your interns?
No. They got paid in experience and learning and how to, like you said, even how to come dressed to your internship. We had to have that conversation with some of them, but not because they didn't want to, but because they just didn't know.
Right. Now that's great to know. And of course I'm going to put a little dig at my intern and say, okay, so now you know how lucky you are. I'm actually paying you.
Yeah. See, you're right. Yeah. My internships are all unpaid internships. Now what's interesting, Frank, and this does go off topic just a hair, but there are internships paid for by the Texas Workforce Commission for students getting ready to go into secondary and post-secondary training. So when we come back, Frank, let's talk about the interest building and earning savings tools that can be out there for folks wanting to plan for retirement versus planning for your college. When we come back, we've got Money in the Bank with Frank. For all your investment needs, EnsembleFinancial.com is where you want to go because they know how to make your money make you money. We'll be right back after these messages. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Checking traffic here on 620 AM KEXB. Here's what's happening on the highways and byways. We have a disabled vehicle, 635 LBJ Freeway, northbound at Sine Road. Traffic is stopped back to about Bruton Road. You've got delays of 5 to 10 minutes. An accident on Plato Road and Miller in Dallas. That will take up some of your time. And an Irving Loop 12 northbound at Irving Boulevard. Traffic is stopped back to Jefferson with delays of 35 minutes. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Live on Saturday mornings at 7 AM, it's the Bo Carver Show with your host, Big Wheels Bo, field researcher for the Judge Judy Court TV show, along with co-host Barbara Ann, field researcher for the Hot Bench Court TV show. Join this crew and their special guests each week as they cover everything from A to Z. The Bo Carver Show is fun, lighthearted, and exciting, also known as Experts in Mucky Business. That's the Bo Carver Show, live every Saturday morning at 7 AM to 8 AM, right here on 620 AM KEXB, Experts in Business.
That's Experts in Mucky Business.
Barb was stuck in a pit of debt quicksand, only making minimum payments.
If you buy something that's $2,000 and then you only pay $25 a month, you end up paying $2,000 in interest.
Barb does not like being taken advantage of.
I just don't like that. I like being in control and paying my bills.
Barb regained control with help from National Debt Relief.
I love National Debt Relief. They were very helpful.
National Debt Relief has helped thousands of folks just like Barb eliminate more than $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau.
They make it pretty easy. They negotiated with my debtors. National Debt Relief saved me thousands of dollars. I like them.
Now that Barb's got it handled,
I don't have to worry about not being able to pay somebody. That's what I love. It's like you get your life back. You can start over. Yay!
If you're in debt for more than $10,000, Barb says you should call who?
Definitely recommend National Debt Relief. If they can help me, they can help anybody.
Call now. 800-993-5881. 800-993-5881. 800-993-5881. 1.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com, or call 817-794-0031. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-reeling, go-reeling. Silverback go-reeling sauce. I said Silverback go-reeling sauce.
Silverback go-reeling sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your go-reeling on.
Yeah!
It's been a long time since the last stock market crash, so it's not if it will happen, but when. If you're retired or retiring soon and don't have years to make up a major loss, it's critical to help protect what you have.
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
Choose 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. today in the Money Matters Building, Plano, or 1 p.m. Saturday, Fort Worth Medical District. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. Or call 800-994-0302. Or just stop by.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
All right, folks, welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. While you're getting ready to get your retirement on, make sure you get your groove back on too. Life Hormone Harmony Life Balance provides natural hormone balancing therapy using quality compounded bioidentical pellets. They provide a comprehensive review of symptoms and medical history, testing that may include saliva, urine, or blood laboratory analysis, highest quality supplementation to correct your hormone imbalance and get your groove back. Call 682-400-8585. That's 682-400-8585, or visit www.hormoneharmonylifebalance.com to schedule your appointment today. Sheravius, talk to me about what's going on with your hormone therapy when you want to talk about retirement and college education.
So Frank, I wonder, can you do both? Can you save for retirement and save for your kids' education in this economy?
Absolutely. I mean, in a perfect world, certainly. In fact, that's the whole idea of having a budget, to be able to segregate a specific amount of money. And that's a great segue into one of the things that I wanted to mention, which is to say that, you know, if you do have the capacity to do both, absolutely do both. But in the case where maybe you're making ends meet, you've got several children, you got to feed your family, you have to take care of all of life's experiences, and you've really got to make a decision as to which one you want to go for. I'm saying if you can't choose both, try to figure out which one is the most appropriate. So when we come to saving for retirement, I firmly believe that if you have to make a decision as to one or the other, then saving for retirement should absolutely take precedence over saving for your child's college. And a big part of that reason is, you know, let's go through some of the reasons why I feel that's the case. Retirement savings, it compounds longer. So you have, you know, we've talked about this over and over again. The earlier you start saving, the more money your money's going to make you, right? Giving your money a job, compound interest, it's unbelievable, the power of compound interest. Now, with retirement, generally, if you start working in your 20s, right, let's say you start working in your mid-20s, you've got well over 30 years to go before you're going to retire, so that's 30 years your money can grow and compound and make more money for you. when you're looking at child's education, most people don't start saving for their children's education until well into the children's birthday, because kids cost money, diapers cost money, things cost money. So other than the money that you get from your parents and people that put money away for you before you can actually put money away yourself, you're looking at most 18 years to save for their education. And, as we know, that education could be fairly expensive. So if it's in the range of, let's just say it's $100,000, to come up with $100,000 in 20 years is a whole lot harder than coming up with $100,000 for retirement, because you have such limited time to do that and usually put less assets away for that as well. So, again, if you have to make one or the other, the more money you put into retirement, the more it's going to grow, because, again, when the children or, when it's a 20-year time frame, and as you get closer to that time frame, you tend to back off the last couple of years so that you have that money for college. When in retirement, usually that's not the case. You usually kind of let your money ride and then pull out as you need it. So that's the first comment. Second one is, generally compound interest doesn't work very well with college, as I said, because you have less time to save. And then you've got to look at risk versus reward. One of the biggest things that I do in my job for my clients is manage risk versus reward. So a lot of financial planners liken this approach to instructions giving to travelers. You want to put the oxygen mask on your own face, save yourself before you can save others. So in this sense, by helping your child with college, it could really backfire in the future by making you more dependent on them once it comes time to retire. And that's if you have burdens and now imagine inflation and the burdens your children are going to have, as expenses get higher and inflation gets higher and they're not saving for themselves because they've got all sorts of other things to worry about. You're putting a pretty unreasonable burden on them if it's something that you could have done for yourself.
Well, and Franco, let me interrupt you for a second too. I like the example that you gave. I give this example when I'm talking with students or sometimes when I'm giving speeches. It's the old oxygen mask in the airplane concept, right? If you try to put your oxygen mask on your child first, both of you are dead, because before you can get it on them and get air flowing, you'll pass out. So you got to put the mask on first, get the air flowing so that you are alive. Your child passes out, you put the air mask on, air starts to flow, they come back to us. Right, Franco?
Right, exactly. Right.
So talk to me about 401k planning in retirement, because I know 401ks have gotten tricky. They're not pensions. They're 401ks. Talk to me about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, again, the shift in retirement back when our parents were growing up was the traditional method was a pension plan. And a pension plan is simply when they retired, the companies they worked for would say, okay, we're going to make sure that you get 70% or some number, we'll say 70% of your pre-retirement income, we're going to pay you a pension for the rest of your life. That was an onerous and still is an onerous retirement method. You see more and more companies that are scrapping that model and moving to what's known as a defined contribution plan. So originally it was a defined benefit plan, which says we're giving you 70% of your income. Does that make sense? So it's a defined benefit. And then a defined contribution plan, they moved it over and put the onus on the employee to save for retirement. Now, there are several problems with this, and it's a hassle. It's a very efficient model, and the idea behind it is fantastic to, put the onus on the employee to save for themselves as opposed to creating this unfunded liability that may or may not destroy a company. So they've shifted over to the employee's responsibility. The problem there is twofold. First of all, not everyone offers a 401k or a pension anymore. And secondarily, when it is offered, people don't take advantage of it. And that's a crying shame that many financial advisors, financial planners, beat their heads against the wall and say, please contribute to your 401k. Please do it at a young age. At the very least, and this is the one that the big draw, at the very least, contribute as much out of your paycheck as they're willing to fund you, to pay you. So if there's a 3% match or a 6% match, that's 3% in free money that comes out of your paycheck pre-tax. It's before it even gets taxed. And that money goes directly into your retirement. That's like giving yourself at least, that if it's a 3% match, 3% raise. That's free money that you're turning down. Put that money into a 401k. Do it as soon as you can, when you find out you're eligible, and when you're eligible, put that money away. There's a restaurant across the street from my apartment that I frequent, and I helped set them up a 401k plan years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, and I had the workers there put their entire shift pay. That's the amount of money that they actually make from the employer, which works out to peanuts on a weekly basis. But over time, it works. So they put their entire shift pay into that, as opposed to getting like $18, over $150, $200 a week went into this plan. And recently, one of the guys asked me what was in his plan, and so we called up the 401k provider, and he was shocked to find out that over 1 year, he's got over about a year and a half, he's got almost $8,000 saved up based on the money he put in and the growth of it. And he was just he was floored. I said, "See, don't say I never did anything for you,
Franco."
So the money can compound so much without you even knowing, and you know he's got another 20 years, so hopefully that money will continue to grow, and he'll have a little nest egg for a retirement house or something like that. Obviously, that's an extreme, right? That's an extreme version. But again, the more money you put in there and the more money you put into that 401k, the better off you're going to be during retirement.
Frank, we're getting ready to go to a break, but we've got two questions I want you to marinate on before we go to the break that have come up. One is, what happens if your employer doesn't do a match? So what should you do if you're the employee and your employer doesn't match? That's question number one.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, you're funny. You're killing me, Franco. Question number two is, any suggestions for teachers on having something in addition to the teacher retirement fund? And so I know we're getting ready to have to go to break. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Franco, if you can answer those questions for our listeners.
Absolutely. So, and we'll also do our market update.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I almost forgot. Reuters is sitting out there waiting to be heard. All right, folks, stay tuned. We are on with Money in the Bank with Frank. All of your financial needs. Make your money. Make money. That's his motto. Contact EnsembleFinancial.com. We'll be right back after these messages. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
You're listening to 620 AM, KEXB.
Time to check your traffic once again here on 620 AM, KEXB in Dallas 35E, northbound at Saner. We have an accident that has been cleared. The traffic is still stopped back to Overton Road. You've got delays of 10 to 15 minutes. Let's see, also in Dallas 67, northbound at Keast, an accident is blocking the center lane of traffic and not too far from the other problem that we had. Your backup is to Loop 12 Ledbetter with delays of 10 minutes. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Get in the home of the brave!
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for veterans and first responders. Presented by Gear Service Web Design, Certified Senior Advisor Jim Blythe, Texas Veterans Commission, Bad Boy Guns, Young Ideas, and Health and Wellness Coach Jason Brown. Alliance for the Brave works in support of our brave, crossing the line of departure from service life to civilian life. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us tonight at 6 on KEXB 620 AM and online at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? 500 bucks. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE. Bible.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or New Directions Counseling.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Experts in business. 620 AM KEXB.
All right, folks, welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. With the weather being crazy out there, your roofs are getting beaten up on. Go to www.dfwroofingrepair.com. Been serving the roofing community since 2005 and in Texas since 2010. Their home offices are in Richardson, Texas. Stay away from those out-of-town roofers. They have insurance claim specialists waiting right now on the phones to take your calls. They have the best, longest warranty in the industry. They are licensed, insured, bonded, and the most biggest deal out of all of that, they carry workman's comp. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are guaranteed to have high-quality products installed by a reputable roofing company at a fair price. Call 972-729-9546. That's 972-729-9546. So, Frank, with Money in the Bank with Frank, we have two questions I threw out there to you. One is, if you're a teacher, what other form of retirement should you go with to supplement your retirement, your teacher retirement? And then the second question is, what happens if your employer doesn't match? Those are two different questions from two different listeners. Franco, you're on.
Sure. And we'll get to those two questions in 2.5 seconds. Let me go ahead and mention before the bell from our friends at Thomson Reuters, U.S. stock index futures were lower a day after the Federal Reserve gave mixed signals on the outlook for inflation and as investors awaited a host of economic data for clues regarding the health of the economy. Today's economic calendar carries ADP, National Employment Report, Weekly Jobless Claims, Institute of Supply Management's Index of Non-Manufacturing Activity, and the international trade data. In Europe, stock index fell ahead of minutes from the European Central Bank's June policy meeting that will be scrutinized for more clues on policy meeting. For clues on the future course of its monetary policy. Asian stocks ended broadly lower. Oil prices rose after a surprisingly upbeat picture of U.S. demand halted the previous day's steep slide. Although the prospect of oversupply in 2018 has prompted yet more analysts to cut their price forecasts, gold was little changed. So that's what's in store for today and what people are thinking in the community. Okay, so let's tackle these one at a time. The first one was, what happens if your employer does not match? Is that right? Is that
correct? Yeah, if your employer does not match your 401k, what do you do?
Okay, now, under the assumption that they do still offer a 401k, then you're still making out ahead. You absolutely want to put money into that thing because, again, it comes out pre-tax. That's important, and let me make it clear. When I say it's coming out pre-tax, so let's say that you are making $1,000 a month, and we're just using fund numbers. And then 10% of that you're putting into your 401k. So $100 a month you're putting into that 401k. Well, your paycheck is going to show that you only made $900. You're not getting taxed on that full $1,000. But that extra 10%, that $100 a month that's going into that 401k, came out pre-tax. So that's a full $100 that's going in there. It's not going to be the $76 after tax that's going in there. So you're still saving that extra 26 to 36%, depending on what tax bracket you're in, that's going directly towards retirement and getting to grow tax deferred until you pull that money out when you're some age after 59 and a half. So even if they don't match it, it's still a great idea to put in there because you're still getting more bang for your buck by putting money in there as opposed to taking it out of your paycheck after tax and then putting it into something, which is what a lot of people have to do. That's exactly what we're talking about when we talk about question number two, which is for a teacher in the retirement system, how do you supplement your retirement income? And the next way to do that is, depending upon your income, I would say first step is to put it into, if you can't put it into a 401k, then you put it into an IRA. And depending on your income, you can either do a traditional IRA, which is an individual retirement account, or a Roth IRA, which is an IRA where you put the money in. You do not take a tax deduction on the money, but it grows tax deferred, and then when you pull it out during retirement age, it's tax free. That's huge. There's a big difference between tax deferred and tax free. Tax deferred means that the money is growing without paying taxes on it as it grows, which is huge and a great thing. But when you pull that money out during retirement, you're going to pay taxes on that money as if it was ordinary income. So any money that you didn't get taxed on going in, they're going to tax you coming out. But again, you still have that compound growth. Now, with a Roth IRA, the money that you put into it comes out taxed, it gets tax deferred as it's growing. It doesn't get an immediate tax deduction, so you still paid your taxes on it as if it was regular income. But when you pull that money out of the Roth IRA, it comes out tax-free, which means that you do not have to pay any tax, no tax forms, withholding from that money whenever you pull that money out in retirement. So step one would be a Roth IRA. Step two would be a traditional IRA if you can't do a Roth. And that's what the first step in extra funding over and above any retirement plan, whether it be the teacher's retirement plan or anybody that has a 401k or a 403b or 457 plan, any of those plans, if you don't have the opportunity to put that money away or you want to supplement those, then put it into first and foremost a Roth IRA and secondly a traditional IRA.
Hey, Frank, we've got another question from another one of our listeners. Gail asks, what if taxes are higher in the future? Would it be better to pay taxes today?
Well, I mean, even if taxes are going to be more in the future, if you don't put it into something that's growing tax deferred, you're still going to be, compounding that tax. So, yeah, tax is going to be greater in the future, probably. The government keeps finding ways to spend money, and the only way to pay for that is to raise taxes. So, there's a pretty good chance that there will be higher taxes in the future. But ultimately, yeah, paying the tax now and then, which is the idea behind the Roth IRA, by the way. You pay the taxes now and let it grow, and it's tax-free when it comes out. But if you're talking about why would I put it into a retirement account whenever, I have to pay taxes in the future at a higher rate, well, it's still growing tax-deferred. So that pot of money is growing at a substantially larger rate. So when you do pay taxes on that coming out, hopefully you can regulate the amount of money that you're going to pull out in a year. Hopefully you pull out less than the amount that's going to pop you up into a higher tax bracket. And remember, the tax system is a progressive tax system, which means that, up to a certain amount of money, you pay a certain bucket. And then when you get to that next bucket, that amount from that point to the next bucket is a higher tax, if that makes any sense. You're not, these higher taxes aren't going to be from $1 to $100,000. It's going to be from $1 to $30,000 is a certain tax. So that progressive tax keeps you from having to worry about, taxes going up in the future by a certain amount. It's going to be a progressive system. Whatever they do raise the taxes to, it's usually going to be a whole lot less than you think it's going to be. So I hope that answers the question, Gail. If not, please let me know, and I'll be happy to answer it better.
Well, no, actually all three of them said thank you so much. Great answer. Faye's trying to get them to match. Gail says good point on the progressive tax And Christina DeBoard, who's just listening, said, that helped me, big smiley face. So I think you did a good job, Frank. So back to topic. We've answered those questions. Back to topic in hand. You know, we're talking about, hey, you got to put the mask on you first before you can put the mask on the kiddos. You're going to live to be a longer age anyways. Analyze your child's decisions. Being a teacher, do you really want to go to NYU and invest in all that debt? So we've covered all of that. What else is left, Franco?
Well, the thing that I also want to keep in mind, I want everyone to keep in mind, that retirement planning, you know, a lot of people think of retirement planning as like, well, I want to be able to do the same stuff that I'm doing now. Well, retirement planning includes more than just the cost of pursuing your hobbies or travel. It also has to do with, you know, things that are going to cost you money growing up. For example, the cost of taking care of a parent is greater than the cost of you putting a child through school. So just imagine the cost of taking care of yourself is greater than the cost of putting your child through school, right? So do you want to put an additional burden on your children to take care of you when you could have done it yourself?
Right.
Make sense?
Absolutely.
I think that's more like the snake eating its own tail.
Well, and I think that when we're talking about the snake eating its own tail, I mean, when you start talking about health care and retirement as well, I mean, it's not, Frank, just planning for retirement on your basic bills, but with everything looking like it's getting ready to take a turn and we're going to have less protection as we get older if the new legislation goes through the House and the Senate and signed by the president, then as we get older, we're going to have less health care coverage as well.
Right. So keep in mind, this is a according to a study from MetLife Mature Market Institute, the cost of leaving the workforce to care for an elderly parent can top $300,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Personal caregivers. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
You said that's crazy. Keep going.
Some amount of money. The cost of having personal caregivers in nursing homes to do the job can more than double that number over a five-year period, according to an analysis by Care Planners, which is a company that helps families coordinate care. In comparison, the cost of attending a public university as an out-of-state student now averages around $24,000 a year. So just under $100,000 over 4 years. So what did we say? $300,000 by leaving the workforce, or $100,000, or $600,000 by having personal caregivers or a nursing home? So which one is more important? Which one do you really need to prioritize and save over? I would, again, say that you need to save for yourself first. And just because your kids go to college before you retire doesn't mean that their college expenses should come first. It's important to make sure that your retirement is taken care of before offering up additional income for college payments.
All right, Franco, we've got 30 seconds left. Give them a five-second summation.
Summation, do your risk profile, risk analysis. If your children are unsure as to what they want to do when they grow up, maybe you should help them figure out what they want to do quicker by hitting them in the wallet and saying, okay, well, you don't know what you want to do. You can't show me a career path. You're paying for your own schooling.
Everybody have a great day, DFW. See you tomorrow.
KEXB.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
It's Mike Gallagher. I've been telling you about Relief Factor for about 6 months now. I've been using Relief Factor for a lot longer than that. Just like you, I've heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I simply had to try it because I had hip and knee pain that wasn't going away. Well, it worked for me in about 2.5 weeks, so I asked them if I could endorse the product. That's a true story. Now I'm hearing from listeners everywhere, like Tim from Pennsylvania, who wrote, "Pain I had lived with for 3 to 4 years has completely disappeared after 2 months of Relief Factor. It has totally vanished. I'll be